And that's how you lose 150K easily.
Hello, hello. Welcome to hashtag Ask Miss K. My name is Nokuhle Khumalo and I'll be your host. Please just remember, this does not constitute financial advice. It's merely me telling you a story as a friend. Enjoy.
Hey guys, welcome to Wild Financial Stories. My name is Nokuhle Khumalo and this segment of my YouTube channel is where I actually tell you stories that I've either picked up in the news, online, or people have actually told me via email. So make sure you drop me an email if you have something to share. And basically, I find that as a community, we learn better when we tell each other stories about what scams we've fallen for or almost fell for. Please do feel free to drop me an email at nokuhle.templates@gmail.com. I'll leave a link in the description box and I look forward to hearing your stories. Remember, fraudsters are smart, but you and I are smarter, so don't let them catch you out. And if something has already happened, that's okay. Forgive yourself, but just tell us a story so that we don't repeat the same mistakes that you did. All right, cool. Let's get into it.
You are listening to Ask Miss K.
All right, story number one is buying a car online. Okay, so firstly, just as a major disclaimer, I would not recommend buying a car from start to finish purely online. Like, I am someone who believes in actually physically seeing a car, touching it, starting it, test driving it before I actually purchase. But in the rare occasion, some people do have to buy and finish the whole transaction online. So let me just tell you of a story that happened to someone I know and how you can avoid it. So this is what happened. Someone will list a car on Facebook or Auto Trader or one of these car platforms, and obviously a person like you and me who's interested in buying will make an inquiry and say, hi, I'm interested in this car, can we talk further? And then what happens is the seller will give you a call and ask you, hey, I see you sent me an email saying you're interested in my car, where are you based? And then you'll tell them wherever you're based, and then they'll be like, oh, okay, I'm actually not based there, I'm based in X. So if you say you're in Joburg, they'll say they're based in Kimberley, or if you're in Kimberley, they'll say they're based in Pietermaritzburg. You know, they'll always choose a place that's not the same as yours. And they'll be like, so for me to bring the car to you, I'm gonna need you to make a payment. Sometimes they will ask for the full payment, and sometimes you'll make it because it's like, yo, I can't let go of this deal. And you know, these guys are good guys. Like, scammers are really great at marketing and they've learned the skills, so they really know how to entice you and say, yo, listen, I've got so many other people who are interested in this car, but if you really want me to hold it for you, just, you know, show me a sign of good faith, deposit 20k or half of the money or whatever. And sometimes a bell that should ring is if the price is too good to be true. So sometimes they'll list like a Hilux van for like 50k, and it's like, is that realistic? You know, trucks are like half a million to begin with, but now you're getting a brand new Hilux for 50k. That should, you know, already ring bells. But just in case it doesn't, they'll actually push you to say, okay, make half the payment, or they'll say, please, I need to travel to you, so you need to actually pay for the travel fees and then you can settle the car when I see you. Do not, and I repeat, do not make any payment for any car you have not seen. Okay, even if they say they need you to pay the travel fees, it's fine. Tell them I'll pay you the travel costs once you're here, because what happens is you will pay that little amount because they'll be like, oh, only pay 3k, and then we'll meet at so and so. That 3k it's just a gift. You are never going to see a car because there is no car to begin with. So my advice is do not pay anything for a car you have not seen, touched, felt, and for a car you have not seen the car ownership details of, because sometimes someone can bring a car, okay? Be very careful. Like, do not pay for a car that has not been transferred into your name, where you don't have like the NATIS documents, because sometimes what people do is they'll bring you the car, you'll physically touch it, you'll drive it, you'll feel good, and then they'll be like, okay, cool, once you've made the payment, I will bring it back. And then you make your payment, whatever, and then they'll be like, okay, cool, brazo, let me just go and wash this car for you and I'll bring it back. You're never gonna see it again, okay? You're never gonna see it again. So unless that car has been transferred into you, you can show them, listen, I've got the money for you, transfer the car. And like, guys, if you are buying something from a stranger, please always do it in a public setting where if you need help, you can get help. Like, do not go to their house, because how are you going to scream for help in a private area? Always make it in public. You can even meet in front of the police station if you want. I actually recommend that, because if something happens, just run up, bruh. Run up and call whatever constable is on duty and they will help you. And last tip, if you absolutely have to deposit money, like if you have to deposit money for this car before you see it, please rather go and do the deposit inside the bank. Don't do it at an ATM. The reason I say this is because once you're at the teller, you can tell them, oh, I'm about to buy a car. Can you just check if this account hasn't been flagged for anything? This helps you because the teller will actually be able to check the account for you. And if it has been flagged, they'll tell you, I wouldn't recommend that you make a payment. So what happened is I know someone who was trying to buy a car and the teller told them, okay, this account has been flagged. Please do not put money in. Then the person went out and called the seller and said, hey, listen, the bank is telling me your account is flagged. What's going on? I'm not going to make any payments. And then the seller was like, oh no, I haven't filed my taxes, so SARS has flagged it, or the auditors have flagged it. Guys, do not buy all of these lies. It was flagged because when you are a victim of such a crime, like if you've paid money and then you didn't get a car, what you can do is actually go to the bank and tell them what happened, and then they'll try and trace the account number. And if a lot of you file a complaint against the same account number, it will be flagged. So that's the only thing that a bank can do. They can't actually like get your money back instantly because you're the one who actually pressed send. It was not a fraudulent thing. It's not like someone hacked into your banking portal. You're the one who pressed send. You're the one who initiated the whole thing. So all they can do is actually just monitor the account. So when this person says, no, don't mind, it's just like I haven't filed my taxes or whatever, be watched, be warned, okay? Be warned. Do not send money that you are not willing to lose, because chances are you are going to lose it. If you're buying a car online, go see it, physically touch it, see the latest document, do it at a police station, be ready for the transfer there and then, and do not allow someone to leave with your car that you've paid for. Once you paid for it, it's yours. Drive off with it. It's yours. Okay. And then just a side tip, whenever you are buying things online, avoid making payments using e-wallets, instant cash, or like your ShopRite, Checkers, Tellers, because these are untraceable. The fact that all you need is someone's number and then they can actually like withdraw the money is the reason why it's so hard to trace it back, because you know not all SIM cards are recurred, or they could use someone else's cell phone, get the cash, and then, you know, disappear.
You are listening to Ask Miss K.
Story number two, owning a truck, side hustle. So there's a scam that's been long ongoing in KZN, and I want to say KZN, but maybe it does also happen in like these other provinces. If you guys know of it, do let me know in the comments. But what happens is essentially there will be a company that approaches you and promises you an investment opportunity of owning a truck, and you have one large investment up front, and then you get paid massive amounts forever and ever. Amen. And obviously the way I'm depicting it makes it sound like an obvious scam, like, ugh, duh. But let me tell you how they do it, because a lot of people do get caught up in it, and I know why. Right. So firstly, what this company does is they'll identify like 4 or 5 people in a certain area as their successful picks, okay? So basically, they'll come to you and offer you an investment opportunity of a lifetime. You'll buy a truck, and they will outsource your truck for you on your behalf. They'll handle all the admin, and basically your truck, usually like an excavator or whatever, will be used by these other companies who rent it out, and basically you can make money like 50k a month plus. So what they do is they'll say you have to buy one truck, and I think a truck is about 150,000 rand. A lot of money, okay? And usually people will find ways to source it. So I know this one man from Pietermaritzburg who had like a fleet of meter taxis. And like, if you guys know, meter taxis aren't really lucrative. It's more like you wanted to be in the taxi industry, but you couldn't really get in. And now there's Uber as well. So, you know, meter taxis are really not winning at the moment. Anyways, so what this guy did was he liquidated all of his meter taxis, so he sold them, and then he used all of that money to buy a truck. When he bought this truck for 150,000, this company gave him the returns they promised him. So they gave him 50k plus every single month, right on time. Now, naturally, as people, we watch this person who is coming up, and it's like, huh, how are they making so much money? And also, as the one who is making the money, you can't help but be so happy and joyful that you start talking. Word of mouth is the most popular and effective marketing technique, because word of mouth actually like appeals to a lot of people. The fact that you're hearing it from someone you trust or someone you're familiar with makes you more than likely to actually use whatever company is being recommended. Like, if you see an advert on TV or you see me doing a YouTube video, it's like, ah, they're selling something. But if you hear it from your neighbor or you see it from your uncle, you're more likely to trust it, because if it's working for him, why wouldn't it work for me? And that's how the scam starts. Fine. So now, because this man has shown his results and everyone can see that yes, they really did make the nice returns, everyone wants to join in. So you will now do your own research about how you can also participate in this truck industry. And you'll go to their offices, and these guys are super smart. Sometimes they'll actually rent offices in an area which is right next to a trucking company, not their trucks, but you don't know that as a prospective customer. You just walk in and they say, oh, welcome, thank you so much for joining us. As you can see, we already have a couple of trucks that are ready to go out. And then they'll point over to the yard of trucks that don't belong to their company, but they just strategically rented a place right next to an official trucking company. But as an unsuspecting person, you're not going to question things, you're not going to ask them to show you like proof of ownership or whatever. And then they'll be like, you know, it's best to strike this deal while it's hot. Like right now we have a couple of construction projects that are about to go out, and it would be really great if you can actually, you know, buy in just in time so that you get those big long-lasting contracts. As a person, this excites you because you don't want to miss out, and you know, we all know that certain things come once in a life and you think this is it. And also guys, I just want to say scammers are really good at what they do. They have done this multiple times. They know their flaws, they know how to adjust, they literally improve their game with every single customer that they trick. So they have been doing this for some time and they are extremely smart. So you might think, oh no, I would be able to spot a scam from far, but trust me, you might not be. But anyways, this is what they do. Fine, but anyways, let me get into the other details. Fine, so they'll encourage you to act fast, okay? And then you'll be like, oh, I don't know where to source so much money. 150,000 is a lot of money to just come up with, and a lot of people don't have it just lying around in their bank accounts. But what these scam artists are so good at is that they'll give you ideas. So they'll tell you, oh, maybe you can get a loan, you know, if you have a good credit score you can apply for a loan. Or they'll say, are you part of a stock file, maybe you can become the admin and, you know, just take out everyone's cash, use it to buy the truck, and then when you get your first 2 or 3 months of payment, you would have been able to, like, you know, refund the stock file amount. Like, don't worry, no one will know you've used the money. Or they'll say, you know, you can co-own it with a friend, maybe you guys bring in 75k. Or they'll recommend that you resign, because if you resign you get a portion of your pension money paid out, and you're actually meant to keep this and reinvest it wherever you're employed next. But a lot of people just use it and they renovate and whatever. But now people were actually starting to resign just to buy a truck. Fine. So now you've come up with your 150k and they show you the excavator that you're going to qualify for. And guys, this system is usually tiered. So it's like, okay, 150k is the entry level truck, but if you want to get like really great deals and exclusive deals with the government, maybe you can aim for the 200k truck or the 300k and whatever. And if you have the money, you know, you end up going for those higher tiers. And then these guys take the scam so seriously. They'll even send you documents. They'll make you sign things. They'll send you your truck's registration. They'll tell you this is the number plate. Then they'll tell you when your truck has been placed and what routes it uses and all of that. Fine. As a person, you get excited, and what do? You tell your friends, oh my word, guys, I've just bought a truck. This is it. This is the number plate. Na 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 na. You haven't even received your first payment, but you're so excited because you know it's gonna happen. What happens? Your new friends that you've told now also go and, you know, do the same thing. They also want to be part of it. No one wants to miss out. This scam got so heated at some point that I know a lady who used to drive to Durban from Pietermaritzburg like quite frequently just to try and spot her truck. Because they told her that her truck was doing long distance from, I think it was from Johannesburg all the way to Manzimtoti. So it was going to use the freeway going to Durban. So she'd always try spot it out. Literally, she'd always be looking on the road like, where is it? I also know of people who have actually invested in this without telling their spouses. So like they'll use their joint account or whatever and buy this truck, hoping that they'll just pay it back without like it being noticed. And I just want to say, you never get that first payment. You never get it. And the thing is, these fly-by-nights move so quickly, literally. Maybe they'll have their office in one space for a month. They'll move to another place that even when you want to go complain, they're no longer there. And you can call them and call them and call them and they'll never answer. And that's how you lose 150k easily. But anyways, be careful. Be careful of that scam. Let me know if you've heard of it happening in another province outside of KZN.
You are listening to Ask Miss K.
Story number three. All right, so this is for my people who are, you know, entrepreneurs or who have side hustles. Maybe you're in the catering business or you have decor or whatever, like event stuff. Be very careful. There is a scam that happens where you'll get a call and someone will be like, hey, listen, the ANC or the EFF or the DA has an event happening in this area and we'd love for you to cater for us, or we'd love for you to decorate for us or whatever, you know. And then be like, okay, cool, you've been chosen. And then you get excited because obviously this is your side hustle and now you're about to do a whole massive event for the government. Congratulations, you know, it's gonna look good. You can now go close and say, yeah guys, look at my work, I did this event for you know, and it's gonna be good money, you know. Hi, and then they'll say, okay, please send us your banking details and also quote us how much it is. So let's say, for example, you said, okay, to cook for 200 people, I'm going to charge you, 200 is a lot. Let's say to cook for 50 people, you're going to charge them 10,000 Rand. They'll be like, okay, cool, no problem, 10,000 Rand, we've accepted your quote. Please send us your banking details. You send them your banking details and then they will send you too much money. So you quoted them 10,000 Rand and they'll send you back 19,000 Rand. And then you'll get the SMS confirmation that you just received money. And then almost immediately after, a guy will call you and be like, hey, listen, sorry, I actually sent you too much money by mistake. I was only meant to send you 10,000 Rand, but I sent you 19,000 Rand. I'm so sorry. Can you please send it back? I actually need this money to pay the other vendors. And you'll be like, what? And they'll be like, no, I pressed incorrectly and I need to pay for the transport guy, the buses and all of that. Please, can you send it back? Yo, I'm going to get into so much trouble at work. I'm so sorry to do this. And then people, obviously, they'll play with your emotions. And you also don't want to mess up this opportunity because, you know, you're hoping that they'll call you for another event in the future as well. So you'll be like, okay, all right, no worries, I'll send it. And then what happens is you'll maybe go to your banking app and be like, I don't think the money has reflected. And then he'll be like, no, here's the proof of payment. He'll send you the proof of payment to say it's coming. But because it's going to take so long to get back to me, can you just, you know, initiate from your side so that when the 19K comes, you've already sent me back the 9K. Fine. Let's say you send back the 9K because, yo, this guy sounds so sincere and you did see the SMS and you do see the proof of payment. It's definitely going to come. You send the 9K and then you wait for the 19K to reflect and it never comes. You check your bank statement. There is no proof of the 19K coming in, only the 9K going out. You go to the bank and you complain because, oh my word, the scam happened. This is the number. And the bank says it's not fraudulent activity because you're the one who put it in your portal. You're the one who pressed send. So we actually cannot intervene. All we can do is flag the account. That's their favorite line. Flag the account. That's all they do. So now you've not only not got a gig, you've also lost out money. You've actually spent 9K. And you have nothing to show for it. So be very careful. If someone does send you a proof of payment, say thank you so much. However, I will wait for it to reflect in my account before I can send it to you. And guys, remember the SMSs. They can actually play with SMSs. I've gotten so many SMSs telling me I need to update this and this. But actually, in most cases, sometimes it is an account that I actually have. And I'm like, I feel like there's a leak in some of these banks. The fact that people know that, oh, I bank with, how do they know, you know? So just be very careful. Do not send money you have not received. And if anything, if the person is like pressurizing you, tell them, listen, I don't have any other money. Like, I don't have money to send you, because why must they assume that you have 9K just lying around to send them just so they don't get fired? Also, they must do their job properly. It's not your fault. If they get fired, they get fired. Sorry. It is what it is. So be very careful. Number four, this is a quick one. So when you're at your local supermarket, whether it's Pick and Pay, Checkers, Food Lovers, Woolworths, wherever the case may be, make sure that when you're actually making your payment, you check your slip. Okay, so if you tap, usually you're fine because tapping doesn't allow any cash back. However, I know some people are still quite old school, or they've actually like deactivated the tapping because they think it's super dangerous and people can just tap you. I know we all have our concerns around it. So if you're someone who likes inserting your card into the card machine and dialing in your PIN code, that's okay, keep doing it. But just make sure that you check your slip afterwards, because what happens is some of these supermarket employees are now giving themselves cashbacks. Okay, like it won't be a massive cashback, maybe it'll be like 50 Rand or 100 Rand, but it is still money that is being stolen from you, and because you put in the PIN, the bank can't do anything. So make sure you actually inspect your till slip before you walk off, And if you feel like there is something, just hold them back. I know it's so awkward because when you've paid, it feels like the cashier wants you to move quickly. Take your time. Take your time. You are a customer. You must be able to put in your change nicely into your wallet. Pack your stuff. You know, take your time. There's no rush. And even if they give you attitude, that's okay. You'd rather take the attitude than have someone take cash back out of your account and then they've pressurized you to leave and you just left only to realize when you're home that they took out 100 rand. Because by the time you go back to the supermarket, like, what's the proof that you didn't get the money? What is the proof? And also, maybe someone would have changed shifts already. Like, just don't take the risk. Always be very careful when you're using your bank card. And remember, do not trust anyone. Assume everyone is trying to take money from you, money that you've worked hard for. So always try to protect it by being vigilant.
You are listening to Ask Miss K.
Story number 5, and it is our final story for the day. When you've ordered goods online, I've actually almost fallen victim for this twice. When you've ordered goods online, and I feel like people have intel because it always happens when I'm waiting for a Shein order or a Takealot order or something. It never happens when I'm not expecting anything. So there might be a leak with the courier companies. I'm not sure. So what happens is you'll get a little SMS saying, "Hi, please note." Actually, no, I don't even want to paraphrase. You'll get a message saying, "Your item has been put on hold due to a missing house number. Check and update the correct address." Then they'll put like a post office link. And then you can click that link and it will take you to a site that looks very similar to an official post office website link. Not that I know what it's meant to look like, but they'll use the correct colors, like your red and your blues and whatever. And then you'll put in your name, you'll put in your correct address, because obviously they told you your address is wrong. And then they'll say you are going to be charged 6 rand admin fee just because they have to update this. So it'll always be something very small, something you don't really care about, because it's like you're waiting for a massive order which probably costs you like 3 or 4 or 5 thousand. A little 6 rand admin fee is not gonna stop you from getting your things. Like, you know, you're gonna want to pay it, whatever. You put in your card details, and then what happens is once you click submit, you've handed over those details, right? Maybe your bank will ask you to authorize, maybe they will not, but what happens is they'll take more than the 6 rand. And they'll take it in small amounts. And you won't notice. They'll maybe take like 35 rand 7 times. Then they'll take 50 rand 7 times. Like, they'll keep increasing it to see what their limit is. Because they don't want you to get the notification. Because, you know, some of our banking apps, we only get notified of swipes, like if you've swiped over like over 150 rand. So they'll keep increasing the limit just to see how much they can get away with before you actually block that transaction. Basically, some lady said they took up to 9,000 rand and she hadn't even paid her rent. She hadn't bought groceries and she was just flat out broke for that entire month because of the scam. And guys, with that scam, they are very convincing. But like, if you start to like analyze, you will see certain things that are wrong. Like, you'll see that the website URL might be spelled incorrectly, or like the number that they sent you the thing is incorrect, or the fact that like post office doesn't really handle our goods anymore. Like, if you've ordered on Takealot or Shein, post office isn't really involved. So always make sure you do check on the original site that you ordered on. And if you're unsure, rather don't pay and speak to support from the site where you ordered from instead of just going through with the payment. So be very careful. But yeah guys, it's very unfortunate. And actually, if you can, I'd recommend that you have like a virtual card where you actually load the money each time you're gonna make a purchase, because that's the only amount that they can take from. Or you have a separate account. Like, I know people will use like or whatever just for like their online purchases, because that's not where their salaries come in. But I'm obviously not recommending the bank because I don't bank with them, so I don't know if they're good or bad. But that's about it. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Wild Financial Stories. If you do have any questions or stories to share, please do hit me up at nogutle.templates@gmail.com. Alternatively, please drop me a comment and let me know if you've heard of any of these scams, or if you've heard of any similar scams. We'd love to read up on them.
If you haven't hit subscribe already, that's okay. But next week, we'll be reviewing the Mini. That's actually the car I recorded this video in. I have been driving the Mini for the last week now and have absolutely enjoyed it. But make sure you stick around to see the video of my full review. Bye! If you enjoyed this video, please tip me with a like, comment, and subscription.